And tell me then a little bit about your album. It's called Cambio, which is change. So what is it about?
The
it is
inner about? Change that I experienced. And the whole journey. And it talks about the difficulties of changing, of transforming, mm-hmm. the metamorphosis.
Yeah, it's from caterpillar to butterfly.
Yes. It can be really hurtful, you know, it can be really painful, but it was so interesting, and it has something to deal with the situation in Venezuela too, because I'm praying for a change, I'm praying for a miracle actually, but it was so sad, it completely broke me inside, really strong. And I didn't want to assume it, because I thought that I needed to stay strong for the people, for my family, for everybody. But
you also had to go emotionally through
yes.
that, and you went
exactly.
through with this album. And is your family still there?
Some of them, yes, but they're leaving. Every month there's another person leaving. Actually, my grandmother just arrived in France. She was the last revolutionary guerrera saying, mm-hmm. no, we're not leaving, we're staying for the country. And she arrived with 43 kilos. Yeah, she was so skinny, and yeah. I think she didn't eat for 3 years, you know. So my mother said, no, it's not possible. She has to come back. So she brought her back, and she's been here for a week, maybe, or 2 weeks. She's been eating a lot.
Good.
And
but that's a good news. So you have your closest family around.
Yes. Now, yeah, they're all of them are in between Switzerland, Spain, France, England. Some of them are in the south of United States. It was before Trump, because now they cannot leave the country.
Yeah.
They cannot leave the U.S. because Trump is not allowing the Venezuelan to come.
It's a tough thing, I understand.
It's a tough thing, but you know, I think that there is no country in the world, like a real country in the world, who's not being experiencing that. So many countries are living in hardcore conditions.
Yes.
Nobody's talking about that. You know, the selva, the forest is burning, and nobody talks about it. What is that? I don't understand that.
It's really crazy. I mean, if we don't stop, there is no turning back, really. I mean, now it's like probably the last moment to stop.
Yeah.
With everything that we've been doing.
You know, it started raining. All the shaman, my grandmother, she used to work with the indigenous, the Indian people.
The natives, yeah.
They've been doing the rain dance and the rain and ritual. All the shamans and all the people connected to that. They made it rain. They made the rain come in the forest.
That's a miracle. Yeah. That's what we need. And I think with this, it's perfect to finish the interview, right?
Hey, I'm La Chica, and you're listening to Give Me a Beat. Interesante.
tienen el sol a la espalda. Los que toman decisiones tienen el sol a la espalda. Nosotros tenemos el sol al frente.
Al cielo le pido un cambio.
La chica, and you're listening to Give Me a Beat.
So yes, this was La Chica. I just played, I think, her whole album, Cambio, and also the interview that I did. Check her out, really great artist. Check her out on my Facebook page, as well as my review, and you know, just go and stream her album if you liked what you heard. But now, Rock on Sen also included many other artists that I like. Obviously, they're not just female, but also kind of male or mixed gender bands. And one of, I think one of the reasons even why I went to Rock on Sen this year next to Amazing Festival is because The Cure was a headliner on the first day. And I've seen Cure last time on Les Eurocs in 2012. And it was a crazy situation because just before a gig, there was a storm and we had to wait 2 hours until they kind of secured the stage because everything was wet and muddy. And, you know, everybody was slipping in the mud, sitting, getting, it was like a warm summer day that turned out into the stormy and cold and muddy day. But we all stayed and I really loved that gig. So I knew that I'm in for an amazing experience if I go and check out Cure on the first night. And that's what I did. They didn't disappoint. As a matter of fact, I even felt that the gig was, well, it was as good as last time. Only this time it was really cool because it was the evening and but with approximately 26 degrees and the sky was clear and everything was beautiful and it was just a kind of romantic and perfect listening to all my favorite songs. I'm not even aware how I know these songs from, like, I don't even listen anymore to Cure, but I knew all the lyrics of all the songs. Obviously, the crowd around was super excited. They were mostly, you know, kind of middle-aged people, but they were also young people. And I actually happened to be, I was standing next to this kid, maybe 20 years old, and I asked him, like, my journalist to me just woke up and I asked him, like, so what do you think? Do you like them? And he was like, yeah, it's really cool. And he said, you know, the crowd is a little bit older, which really made me laugh because it's kind of true. Regardless how old the Cure are and how old the audience were, this was really an amazing gig. And yeah, if you can catch, like, this is just a legendary thing that you can't forget. But even though most of the people were really expecting this on the first day, I had another highlight of the day. And, you know, obviously next to The Cure, another artist that I actually interviewed 5 years ago, Jeanne Hadid, a French artist that I discovered at Rock On Seine. And 5 years ago, when I was reviewing the festival, I heard her album and I really liked what I heard. Because she just has this impeccable, amazing voice. So actually, I was really happy to see her again performing on the festival. And again, you know, as soon as I heard her on the stage, from the first to last song, I felt goosebumps. Such a great performer with such an awesome energy. She was really, really happy to be, actually, she was performing on a main stage. She was really happy to be there. This gig was just, from every point of view, vocally, from a perspective of how much fun, it was really a great gig. And I remember when I interviewed her back in, 5 years ago, back in 2014, I told her, we were watching Lana Del Rey performing on the main stage after our interview from, there is always this screen in a backstage area. And I told her that I'm sure that in a few years she will be there because she deserves to be there. So I was kind of happy to see her, not because I predicted, because that thing was obvious, but also because I felt that, you know, I knew how cool she was. And I also feel proud that I actually had a chance to interview her at that time, even though she won an award at that time. So that was really cool to see an artist growing and becoming even better, even though she was amazing, becoming even better. And it made me really happy and a little bit proud. So I'm going to play two songs from her album. They are actually two of my favorite songs. One is called Mutate and the other one is called Radiate. They're both from her latest album, Radiate. I really, really love these songs. Her album she released in 2019. Check it out. And after that, I'm going to play Alice Merton. Alice Merton is an artist that I actually, I knew one of her songs before coming to Rock on Sand, but I did discover the rest of her music through the festival. Her gig was really cool. She was very, very much happy to be there. It was super hot, but it didn't really stop her to be kind of relaxed. She looked good. Audience loved her. And I think it was such a great, her music is so perfect for that time of the day, and that vibe was really cool. So I'm going to play two songs from her latest album as well. With that, let's continue. So let me continue with the music.
Destination where I can compete. be the danger, the quiet anger, the troubles water. Smile on my face, I'm going under. Fear radiates, lights up a fire. You feel my anger radiate. My brutality, disseminate. Still feels empty around me. But now, now I can bear the vacancy. If you rise with the sun, we will rise together. Battle's only just begun and I'm going under. If you rise with the sun, we will go together. Dragging myself down, so deep and low, so red. But I know from the radio the world's changed all around. And I am in danger to be the danger, the quiet anger that troubles water. Smile on my face, I'm going under. Fear radiates, lights up a fire.